The photographer Mary Ellen Mark has died. She passed away Monday at the age of 75. One of her best-known works is a series of photographs and later a documentary from downtown Seattle. It's called Streetwise. They documented the life of street kids here in the early 80s. Alice Wheeler is a Seattle photographer known for her work in the grunge era. She lived in downtown Seattle in the 80s. Wheeler told Marcy Silman she remembers the scene that Mary Ellen Mark documented.
There was kind of a vibrant street life of kids just hanging around, having fun and doing drugs, and some of them were prostitutes. And I think that she kind of decided to come explore the kids that were on the street in America's most livable city, which was Seattle.
Were we the most livable city at that time?
I think Seattle was really livable. I moved here in 81, and it was easy to move here because there was a lot of cheap hotels downtown, and you could go get a job for the day at the Millionaires Club. So, yes, I guess it was easy living then. The rent was cheap, and jobs were available.
I know Mary Ellen Mark made her photographs in black and white. You lived downtown during this time period. What was it like in living color?
Seattle was like the Wild West then. I remember there were many sort of outfitter stores downtown on 3rd Avenue that had like pans that you could pan gold in and work clothes that you could buy on the way to go pan gold in Alaska. So, and it was also the Green River Killer was around, so there was always this element of danger that you had to be careful, especially being like a young woman downtown.
Alice, you're describing the kind of Seattle that newcomers might not recognize.
Yeah, I think that part of Seattle is kind of completely gone at this point, which makes me a little bit sad because I think that that's one of the main things I love about Seattle, is that sort of edge of the world, Wild West feel. I mean, it was like a grand place and you could make it as well as being on the street. Now it seems like there's a huge divide between rich and poor, and it's really difficult. You can't just go and work your way off the street like you could 35 years ago.
I'm speaking with Seattle photographer Alice Wheeler about the late photographer Mary Ellen Mark. You also document street life. You documented, and I'm putting this in air quotes, the so-called grunge era. How do you think Mary Ellen Mark's work influenced your own photography?
Well, I think her approach to people, she was able to reflect empathy for her subjects in her visual photographs, and I think that that's really hard to do. I think that the viewer can tell when you see people's photographs how the photographer feels about their subjects. And I think that that was one of the things that my work has in common with Mary Ellen Mark, is that we both feel empathy for our subjects. And we like to look at our subjects and see what they have that is similar to what we see in ourselves, as opposed to some other photographers that look at their subjects like an other, or like they're spying on them, or like they're detached from them, like they're commenting on them or something.
What did the world at large lose when Mary Ellen Mark died?
A unique visionary, the way she looked at things, the way that she was like a strong woman when there aren't that many women that reach that position in that age group. I mean, there's still a glass ceiling in the photography business. She seemed able to cut through that and work for all the different places. I was surprised when I heard yesterday on Facebook that she had died, how many people, photographers and not photographers, commented on the posting I made about Streetwise, because it seemed like it was a big influence on a lot of people's lives, the way they thought about their youth and moving forward. And I also think Mary Ellen Mark was one of those rare photographers that reaches out to the mainstream. People might not know her name, but they recognize her images. She had a really specific point of view that always came across in her work. And I think that that's all you can ask for as a photographer.
Alice, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about Mary Ellen Mark.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the fact that you're still thinking about Streetwise. I think it was a huge, important thing for Seattle, and I hope that all the newcomers to Seattle that didn't live here in the 80s will take a chance to watch that movie and check out her work and understand just how things have changed here in Seattle.
Alice Wheeler, a Seattle photographer, talking with Marcy Sillman about Mary Ellen Mark, who passed away earlier this week. Back in the 80s, Mark photographed homeless teenagers in Seattle for a project called Streetwise, which later became a documentary film.